Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, Boston. And let's kick it.
You can't solve it, just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Oh. All right, producer Dan, who's playing Campy Kennedy this morning? Or Can't Ace Annie, excuse me.
Emily from Peabody is playing.
Hey, good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 2 years.
2 years married. Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Nope. Just dating.
2 years dating?
That still counts as an anniversary.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a milestone.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay, okay.
Putting on your good quarantine sweatpants tonight?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully going to dinner, but usually we'll do like a concert or something for this type of thing, but we can't do that this year, so.
You can watch a live concert.
We got a lot of concerts. Just go to KarstenKennedy.com and you can get the summer concert series, the no-budget concert series.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You can watch me make up all kinds of notes you didn't even know existed before.
All right, Emily, will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Emily.
Will you take your music bag with you? All right, Annie is leaving the studio. She's going off.
That laugh was fake. I'm not sure.
She's going off in the soundproof studio. She's not going to be able to hear any of these questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly much happier after their vacation in the Dominican Republic. Since announcing his presidential run, Kanye has been spending most of his time in which state, even picking a preacher who lives there as his vice president, vice presidential nominee?
Wyoming.
Question number two. Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai. And instead of featuring racial tension between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it's all about a dog samurai in a town full of cats.
Similar.
Which comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles?
I think it's Seth Rogen.
It might be a little bit
better. That'd have been a different film. But...
Question number three. Hugely popular podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan, turning 53 today. He is also the color commentator for which sports organization?
Oh. NBA.
Question number four. Smash Mouth played a packed show at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and at one point, singer Steve Harwell told the crowd to, quote, bleep that COVID bleep. Name Smash Mouth's biggest song.
1985.
Question number five. I do love your answers, though.
They're not right, but I love
so
them.
Wrong.
Antonio Banderas had to celebrate his 60th birthday in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19. He said he's relatively okay and will use the downtime to read, write, and rest. Banderas voice which popular character in the Shrek universe?
A gingerbread man?
All right.
Oh, wait, no, the cat. It's the cat.
Yeah, but I need to...
Puss in Boots.
Okay.
Let's
get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
Snatched it right from you.
I know. I don't even know what just happened there. I don't even know what happened. Let's get Annie back in the studio.
Oh, so bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Not that bad.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Thanks.
You got one right for every year you've been together. It's crazy kids.
Perfect.
Annie,
yes.
Obviously Emily got 2 out of 5 there.
Good job,
these are tough. You ready?
I'm ready.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly much happier after their vacation in the Dominican Republic. Sure. Since announcing his presidential run, Kanye has been spotted spending most of his time in which state, even picking a preacher to run as his vice president there.
Wyoming.
Tied at 1, question number 2. Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai, and instead of featuring racial tensions between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it'll be about a dog samurai in a town full of cats. Which comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles? Have you ever seen the movie?
No. Comedy legend. I'm going to say Steve Martin, because I miss him.
That's a great guess. Mel Brooks. Question number 3. It is 1-1.
Yes, not Seth Rogen.
I said Steve Martin.
She said Seth Rogen.
Oh. That's even better.
In his version of that film, the dog would be smoking weed.
Yes.
Candygram from Bongo.
Hugely popular podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan turns 53 today. He is also the color commentator for which sports organization?
MMA.
Which sports organization?
Oh, UFC.
There you go. 2-1, question number 4. Smash Mouth played a packed show at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and at one point, singer Steve Harwell told the crowd to, quote, bleep that COVID bleep. Oh. Name Smash Mouth's biggest hit.
All-Star. Yikes.
Bet there's a lot of masks at a Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
That's a bad look, sweetie pie.
Because bikers love following rules.
Yeah.
3-1, question number 5. Antonio Banderas had to celebrate his 60th birthday in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19. Of course, he voices which popular character in the Shrek universe?
Oh, Puss in Boots.
That is correct. Nice job, Annie.
Wow.
4-2 is the final score. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have some good news. I have a 4-pack of tickets to the Franklin Park Zoo or Stone Zoo, where you can get back to nature and connect with your wild side. Advanced online ticket purchases are necessary. You can plan to visit today at zoonewengland.org. That sounds like a 2-year anniversary date night right there.
Yeah.
Zoo New England.
If you guys make
perfect.
It to 3, you got a plan.
Emily, what do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name's Emily from Peabody, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, Boston, and let's kick it.
Can't ace Annie.
If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Hey, everybody. Say good morning to Deirdre from Woburn.
The Woo.
Hey.
What's up, Deirdre?
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing pretty good. You sounded pretty chipper considering you're just coming off the late shift there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm awake.
Yeah. So you work at a hotel? You do the late shift at a hotel?
I work 7 nights a week, 2 different hotels, overnight every one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
You must have some crazy stories. Don't hold out on me.
No, actually, my guests are pretty tame usually, although recently somebody did get found in the middle of the day drunk, passed out in his underwear in the hallway.
Was it Dan?
Oh. I've been there.
No, it wasn't Dan.
His name rhymes with Schmeslin. All right, Deirdre, will you kick Annie out of the studio?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Deirdre.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie. Of course, we're going to give you the $100. If you tie, you lose. Annie is now headed into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. 11 years ago today, in 2009, Lady Antebellum released their drunk dialing song, Need You Now. Lady Antebellum recently changed their name to what because of the racial undertones of Antebellum?
Lady A.
Question number 2. Hulk Hogan turning 67 today. Chris Hemsworth is set to play the Hulkster in an upcoming Netflix movie. What is Hulk Hogan's fan base called?
Hulk Nation?
No, we are not called that.
Come on, brother.
Oh. Question number 3. There's a trailer for the new Saved by the Bell reboot that's coming to Peacock. What was the name of the principal in the original Saved by the Bell?
Mr. Belding?
Question number 4. Harry Styles has dethroned Taylor Swift at the top of the Hot 100. True or false? Harry Styles and Taylor Swift used to date.
True.
Question number 5. Sales of popular 80s songs, sales of the popular 80s song in the air tonight went up 1,100% thanks to a viral video of 22-year-old twins listening to it for the first time and then losing it when the drum solo kicks in.
How could you not?
Who sings in the air tonight?
Phil Collins.
I watched that video for the first time last night. It almost brought me to tears, which I know is ridiculous.
No, it's fun to watch them experience that drum solo for the first time.
I was just disappointed they didn't know that Phil Collins plays every instrument on that song, on that album.
Well, they just found out who he was 2 seconds before the
video. I know, but I was hoping somebody was going to text him and go, oh, by the way, Phil Collins played all the instruments too. All right, let's get Annie back.
I'm sorry.
So good.
Annie Dow here.
It reminded me why I do what I do for a living. It's like the feels you get.
Right. If you haven't seen the video, definitely check it out.
Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, my name's Annie.
This week, Annie. Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy, welcome back. What? It's habit.
I know.
Okay. So, Annie, if I've scored this correctly, I'm not sure if I have. Is it four, Dan?
Yes,
go
four
ahead,
out of five.
Deirdre. All right.
She don't need no sleep.
All right, she got four out of five. These are tough. Are you ready, Annie?
Yes.
11 years ago today in 2009, Lady Antebellum released their Drunk Dialing song, Need You Now. Lady Antebellum recently changed her name to what? Because of the racial undertones of Antebellum.
Lady A.
Question number two. Hulk Hogan turning 67 today. Chris Hemsworth is playing the Hulkster in an upcoming Netflix movie.
Take my money.
Yes.
What is the Hulk Hogan fan base known as?
The Hulkamaniacs.
Yes, we are.
They're going to run wild on
you. What do you do, brother?
Heck yeah, brother.
18-inch pythons.
Mean Gene, let me tell you something, brother.
When I met Hulk Hogan for the first time and got to hang out with him, I was like, I can just quit my life. This
right.
is it. It's
I'm
all done.
So
he
jealous.
Has had a fall from grace recently.
2-1 for Annie. Question number three. There's a trailer for the new Saved by the Bell reboot that's coming to Peacock. What was the name of the principal in the original Saved by the Bell?
Mr. Belding.
3-2. Harry Styles has dethroned Taylor Swift at the top of the Hot 100. True or false, they used to date.
True.
He did dethrone her a long time ago.
Is there a better way to flex on your ex?
Course.
4-3, question number five. What?
Snuck that one in.
Sales of the popular 80s song In the Air Tonight went up 1,100% thanks to a viral video of 22-year-old twins listening to it for the first time and then losing it when the drum solo kicked in. Who sings In the Air Tonight?
Phil Collins.
Yes, he does.
Say it with your chest.
5-4 is the final score. Annie, nice job. You get the win. I'm sorry, Deirdre. You do not get the win. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
That's okay. Annie, I cannot beat you, but I can stay awake long enough to try.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.